And good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is Not So Shy John. It's Sunday morning. I'm live. Everything you heard previous to me this morning has been archived. But it's all me today. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls of all ages, and all the ships at sea, on to the show. Hey, what do we have today? A little bit of Dick Dale. Here.
we're on.
We're back. That was Dick Dale doing Spatial Disorientation and the Oasis of Mara. And I had one more cut I wanted to try, number 11, and it's called Haji.
You can't kill me, I will not die. Not now, not ever, no, never. I'm gonna live a long, long time. My soul is on forever. They want to ban my records. They won't tell me when I can drink and what I can drink. They want to ban drugs and sex and everything. People want to have a lot of rules. A lot of rules and regulations. But listen up. Listen up, Mr. Rules and Regulations. I ain't gonna obey it! That's right, man. I ain't gonna do what you say. Oh, you can put me in jail. You can kill me. You can execute me. But you can't kill rock and roll, man. I'll tell you another damn thing. I ain't eating no more fucking McDonald's either. I ain't gonna eat it no more. I ain't gonna eat it because it don't taste good. You know what? McDonald's, you kiss my butt! McDonald's can kiss my butt. It's a great big hairy butt. Got a dingleberry hanging off my butt. McDonald's kiss my ass. You know, people say, Mojo, you're always complaining about everything. Why don't you vote in the election? Why don't you become involved in the electoral process? Oh, yeah. Vote for Clinton, Mojo. It's going to make everything nice and new and neat. We got one fool, just as big a fool as the other fool. Ain't nothing changed. Same fools riding around in the black cars. We still riding around on the subway. Riding around in the bus. We riding around in a 1978 El Torino or some damn thing. Leaking oil. We ain't got no money. Gotta pay taxes. Everything's screwed up. I ain't gonna take it no more. I'm gonna start an armed insurrection. I'm gonna go to the hills of West Virginia and I'm gonna liberate some guns from a National Guard armory. I'm going to start armed revolt because at some time in the course of human events, it becomes necessary to disassociate yourself, the ties that bind. I want to break them ties. I want to bust them up. So there I am standing around a campfire in the hills of West Virginia, and the flames are shooting up high, and I happen to be the head of the Armed Insurrection, the Rebel Alliance, and I'm going to sing our brand new national anthem that goes something like this. You can't kill me, I will not die. Not now, not ever, no, never. Oh, I'm gonna live a long, long time. My soul is on forever. Full of holes, but you can't kill the spirit of rock and roll, baby.
Although I would prefer that you didn't. Okay, one more song, and then I'm going to read to you for a while, so hang in there, folks. Randy and you, three friends of his. All right, bye.
Be my homeward dove and dance me takes me to the end of love. Let me see your beauty when the witnesses are gone. Let me feel your moving like they do in Babylon. Show me slowly what I only know the limits of, and dance me to the end of love.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. That was Leonard Cohen, Dance Me Till the End of Love. Let's see, before that, I played Louis Prima, Pennies from Heaven. Did I really do that? No, I didn't. Yeah, maybe I did. And You Can't Kill Me, I Will Not Die, Mojo Nixon. Wait a minute. Fucking shuffle is on. God damn it, why do they do that? Arr! Okay, well, I missed Pennies from Heaven because somebody left the shuffle on. Okay, before that again was Dick Dale doing Spatial Disorientation, Oasis of Mara, and Haji. Let's see, get this mic straightened out here. And, okay, now I had some stuff I wanted to read. Let's see, first of all, on a humorous note, a very short piece. I thought it was interesting to note that, I don't know, it might be evidence of my ex-wife resurfacing. You know, last I heard from her almost 15 years ago was that she ran off to East L.A. with a Hispanic gentleman who picked her up in a bar. Well, obviously she's gone even farther east because this little news bit is from Thailand. It says, ancient crocodile species discovered. A new species of crocodile that lived 100 million years ago has been identified from a fossil found in Thailand, researchers said Thursday. Komsorn Lauprasert, a scientist at Mahasarakham University, see I've been practicing those, said the species had longer legs than modern-day crocodiles and probably fed on fish based on the characteristics of its teeth. Snaggly, no doubt. Anyway, let's see, I had some more good news for you here. I thought this was a very interesting news piece because it's very rarely that you hear good news out there. But here's a relatively short, a little bit longer than the last one, short piece. Teenagers Adrift. Well, I guess that's a general statement, isn't it? Oh, teenagers adrift for 50 days are rescued, the Associated Press. Wellington, New Zealand. Three teens who have been missing in the South Pacific for 50 days and were already eulogized in a memorial service have been found alive by a New Zealand fishing boat. The boys, two 15-year-olds and a 14-year-old, disappeared while attempting to row between two islands in the New Zealand territory of Tokelau in early October and were given up for dead after an extensive search involving New Zealand's Air Force. Their craft had drifted 800 miles to a desolate part of the Pacific northeast of Fiji when the crew of a tuna boat saw them frantically waving for help Wednesday afternoon. All they could say was, "Thank you very much for stopping," Ty Fredrickson, first mate of the San Nicuna, said. In a physical sense, they look very physically depleted, but mentally very high, he told New Zealand's national radio on Thursday. Well, they are teenagers. They were probably high. The boys, Samuel Palesa and Philo Philo, both 15, and Edward Nassau, 14, will be taken to a hospital in the Fiji capital of Suva today. Well, this was last week. The rescue came not a moment too soon. Fredrickson said they had begun to drink seawater because it hadn't rained in the past few nights. He said that the boys survived by catching fish and eating a seagull that had landed on their boat. Fredrickson said the boys were dehydrated, sunburned, and very thin, but otherwise seemed okay. The tuna boat's crew gave them small portions of fruit and fluids. He said the boat's crew didn't normally travel through that part of the region, but was using the isolated sea route to shorten their return to New Zealand. The boys came from the atoll of Atafu, one of three that comprises the tiny Tokelau Island group, where 1,500 people live. Tano Filo, the father of one boy, well, that would be Philo Philo, said the news was broken by one of the teen's grandmothers after she had a phone call from the fishing boat. "It's a miracle. It's a miracle. The whole village, they were so excited and cried, and they sang songs and hugging each other. Yeah, on the road, everybody was yelling and shouting the good news," he told Radio New Zealand International. Atafu, Nukunonu, and Fakaofo, picture-perfect South Pacific islets, lie 300 miles north of Samoa, surrounded by 128 mostly uninhabited coconut palm-covered islets. The territory has a total land area of just 4.7 square miles. 1,500 people, 4.7 square miles on 128 mostly uninhabited coconut palm-covered islets. But Atafu, Nukunonu, and Fakaofo, picture-perfect South Pacific islets. Sounds like a destination to me. Okay, one more that I dug up here. This article goes out to my friend Gina, who is out there somewhere. Maybe she's even listening. I don't know, depending on her life. Haven't talked to her in a week or so. Dear sweet Gina, U.S. bans chemicals in fake marijuana. The DEA outlaws the substance in response to reports of seizures and addiction. Associated Press, Washington, cracking down on fake pot. The government began emergency action Wednesday to outlaw five chemicals used in herbal blends to make synthetic marijuana. They're sold in drug paraphernalia shops and on the internet to a burgeoning market of teens and young adults. The Drug Enforcement Administration responded to the latest designer drug fad by launching a 30-day process to put the chemicals in the same drug category as heroin and cocaine. Those bastards! The agency acted after receiving increasing numbers of reports of seizures, hallucinations, and dependency from poison centers, hospitals, and law enforcement. Well, people are pretty stupid. I mean, they get dependent on all kinds of stupid shit. It was the fastest action the agency could take to get the products off the legal market. DEA spokeswoman Barbara Carreno said makers of fake pot blends such as Spice, K2, Blaze, and Red X Dawn labeled the mixtures as incense to try to hide the intended purpose. There were indications that the producers were already moving to reformulate their products using chemicals not covered by the impending ban. The fake pot, smokable plant leaves coated with chemicals, has been the target of lawmakers and law enforcement around the country. At least 15 states have moved to regulate or ban one or more of the chemicals, as have some European and Scandinavian countries. The man who created three of the chemicals as part of his government-sponsored research nearly 20 years ago said they are dangerous and anyone who uses them is stupid. Well, we didn't know that, did we? John W. Huffman, oh, how ironic, a retired organic chemistry researcher from Clemson University, said in a telephone interview from his Silva, North Carolina home, they seem to be pretty toxic. He said the reported medical problems had included overdoses, cases of addiction, and suicide. As of September 27th, the American Association of Poison Control Centers had reported receiving more than 1,500 calls from 48 states and the District of Columbia about products spiked with the drugs, the DEA said. The agency first became aware of the designer drugs in November 2008 when the U.S. Customs and Border Protection Agency analyzed Spice. Sometimes the chemicals are produced abroad and shipped into the United States. This year, customs agents seized a 110-pound load of two of the chemicals. Email and telephone messages left for companies that manufacture and sell K2 and Red X Dawn were not immediately returned Wednesday. They were too high. Huffman said his research developed three compounds that mimic THC.
Mimic THC,
the active ingredient in marijuana, but have very different chemical formulas. The idea was to study how they interact with the brain, said Huffman, who added that they were tested only in animals. Well, how's the animal going to tell you got high? Carino said the DEA, the Health and Human Services Department, and the Food and Drug Administration had been studying fake pot with an eye toward stiff regulation or a ban, but the review process was taking too long. In the meantime, synthetic pot has been readily available on the internet, at drug paraphernalia shops and even convenience stores for about $10 to $20 a gram. Mark Tucci, owner and chief executive of Customs Blends Tobacco of Hilton Head, South Carolina, said he had already heard from suppliers promising new products with different chemicals that complied with the new regulations. They knew about this thing coming down, and they said they are working on other blends, said Tucci, whose company has four franchises and two company-owned stores, all in Pennsylvania, that sell K2. Well, you know, speaking of my friend, you know, the reason why she resorted to this preparation is because of drug testing. Because If they drug test you and bust you for THC in your blood, even if that's the only compound found there, then you're fucked as far as getting a job or keeping a job, right? So what do? You smoke fake weed, see? So because it's on the market. They stuck it up on the market. There's a variety of brands of it up there, and people smoke it because they don't want to smoke the real thing. And the intrusive way that employers go about prying into people's lives prevents them from getting the real thing. I think it's a tragedy, ladies and gentlemen. It's a tragedy. Look, it's leading to dependency, suicides, and oh my God, this is just a travesty. Just a travesty. Anyway, where were we? Oh, well, we had this going on.
Whenever life gets you down, Mrs. Brown, and things seem hard or tough, and people are stupid, obnoxious or daft, and you feel that you've had quite enough, just remember that you're standing on a planet that's evolving, and revolving at 900 miles an hour. That's orbiting at 90 miles a second, so it's reckoned, a sun that is the source of all our power. The sun and you and me and all the stars that we can see are moving at a million miles a day. In an outer spiral arm at 40,000 miles an hour of the galaxy we call the Milky Way. Our galaxy itself contains 100 billion stars. It's 100,000 light years side to side. It bulges in the middle, 16,000 light years thick, but out by us it's just 3,000 light years wide. We're 30,000 light years from galactic central point. We go round every 200 million years. And our galaxy is only one of millions of billions in this amazing and expanding universe. Keeps on expanding and expanding in all of the directions it can whiz. As fast as it can go, at the speed of light you know, 12 million miles a minute, and that's the fastest speed there is. So remember when you're feeling very small and insecure, how amazingly unlikely is your birth. And pray that there's intelligent life somewhere up in space, 'cause there's bugger all down here on Earth.
But I Well, feel the funk blast!
Don't miss out on what you're passing, you're missing the hooter of the funky.
And you know I had to catch ya. Time for some action. Just a fraction of friction. I got the clearance to run the interference. India satellite, shining a battle light. Swing out the gadget, I know that we'll get ya right. Here's an example, just a little sample. How I could just kill a man. One time tried to come in my home. Take my chrome, I say yo, it's on. Take cover, son. Roll your ass out. Had you like my chrome, man. I watched a rookie pass out. Didn't have to blast him, but I did anyway. Ha ha ha, young punk had to pay. So I just killed a man. Here is something you can't understand. How I could just kill a man. Here is something you can't understand. How I could just kill a man. Kill a man, there is something you can't understand. How I could just kill a man.
Maybe that's something they teach you in police school, huh?
It's gonna be a long time before I finish. One of the many missions that I have to establish. The light must flip, ignite your whip, these sights. And if you ain't down, bullshit. Say some punk, try to get you for your idol. Would you call the one time or play the role model? No, I take your play like a thug. Next to the shot of a magnum slug. Homie, coming at ya. Yeah, you know I'm gonna catch ya. How do you know where I'm at? Where you haven't been? Where I've been? Understand where I'm coming from? When you're up on a hill in your big home, I'm out here risking my dome. Just for a bucket or a fast ducket. Just to stay alive, yo, I gotta say fuck it. Here is something you can't understand. 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 How I could just kill a man. Here is something you can't understand. How I could just kill a man. Here is something you can't understand. How I could just kill a man. Here is something you can't understand. How I could just kill a man.
Man is a human cockroach, I guess it's easier. But anyway, let's read through that set there, just to keep you apprised of what I just played, just in case you're interested at all. Let's see, we have You Can't Kill Me, I Will Not Die by Mojo Nixon. Is this working? Is that better? Okay. Followed by, I didn't do that. See, Miss Penny's from Heaven. I'll have to play that. Sit on my face and tell me that you love me, Monty Python. Followed by the Galaxy Song. Remember me, I'm gone. Remember Motorhead, because they're still here. Calm Like a Bomb. And How I Could Just Kill a Man. Interesting chorus from the archives of Rage Against the Machine. Yes, indeed. Well, also relating to that last article I read about the government coming down on fake pot, it's just like internet porn. Ain't nothing like the real thing, baby. And I thought I would relate an interesting thing that happened to me over Thanksgiving. I had a great Thanksgiving dinner here, a meal with Zed, who brought me a styrofoam container completely filled with a Thanksgiving dinner, which I enjoyed with him at length. As I did my Thanksgiving show, you probably missed it. You may hear it coming out of the archives, playing from time to time on Kill Radio, because it's up in the playlist. Then we went on over to West Los Angeles to a restaurant that is in the process of being remodeled. Very nice place. A guy named Emery seem to be operating the show. Ran into some people that I know, people I hadn't seen in years. Should I name names? My friend Steve Nelson, whose father wrote Frosty the Snowman. And it should be interesting also to note for all you rock and roll trivia buffs, Henry Rollins' father arranged the song Frosty the Snowman Was a Jolly Happy Soul. I hope I didn't have to pay royalties on that. That would be Steve Nelson was heir to whatever Nelson it was that wrote the song, who also wrote some other country western classics. And Steve's wife, Ricky, who inspired the song, Ricky, Don't Lose That Number. She's that Ricky, although she's a very, very old woman. Always has wonderful, interesting stories to tell. She told me all about her days at MGM Studios when she was wardrobe mistress. And also got to know Elvis in several of his movies. And just had lots of stories to tell about the series Daktari. I don't know if you've ever heard of that show. Some of you may not be old enough to recall Daktari, which had a very short run back, I think, in the 60s, which was an animal show. And she said it took place in an animal compound where all of the animals knew each other and just hung out. And she said all of the animals were just walking around, and they were, I guess, perfectly domesticated and perfectly acclimated to one another. And she said that she spent what time she didn't spend in wardrobe hanging out with the animals. And but she said that the female lead in that show had to have a perfectly crisp uniform at all times, and the collar turned down and her hair perfect. And so Ricky took care of that. Also it happens that I found myself on stage jamming with Flea. Michael Balzar, is that his name? Flea of the Red Hot Chili Peppers was there with his wife at this restaurant place with Emery, and also my friend Jay's friend Manny, who I guess is a musician and a comedian and an MC, and he was fun. And there was a DJ, and I danced a little bit and almost threw out my hip. Oh, shit. What's it like to be that old? I don't know yet, and I don't want to know yet. God damn it. Anyway, so I had a wonderful time, and I actually jammed on stage with Flea, and he was very low-key and very friendly and very warm, and I kept thinking to myself, I know that guy, I know that face, I know him from somewhere. He had a beautiful white bass, kind of an ivory white bass that, of course, was in just perfect shape, and that kind of tipped me off, because he was an extraordinary bass player. He did a little bit of dilly 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 just as I came in, and then he kind of toned it down, like, and just played like really conventional. I mean, he played what everybody else was playing. He was really, really cool and didn't try and stand out or, you know, be all weird or anything. He was totally cool. Drove away in an old beat up van. And so in his honor, and after telling you that story, I'm going to play this song and another one. Okay, here you go. Who I am.
This is the wind, line number.
Full of strife, take down your mental weapons. It's my song of life. Accept your deepest senses, there will be no threat. The never ending orchestra of perfect insight. So long to march a dream with a halo of light. Be you animated or a global delight. Soon your every single bullet will be out of sight. With the power of it, we are about to astound all your preconceptions that might come about. Very close, my inner voice expound. We are human race, and we groove to the sound. We deliver the truth to a musical birth. Our soul-shocking sounds will electrify the earth. People have to know that it's not about the money. Cash is not the way to make your life sunny. There is no need if you've got the soul to see. Love, life, and peace that can only begin when you know in your heart sun shines from within. Love all your brothers and love all your sisters. Love all your weakness and love all your misses. Don't be shy when you're sharing your kisses from jealousy. Get the blues and the hisses. What a tip, so much to be found. What a tip, what a tip, what a groovy sound. What a tip, what a tip, what a tip on a song. What a tip, what a tip, you could do no wrong. Balance your life with the right kind of food. To eat acid carrots, to eat genetic music. And FedEx, that forgive you, blue blue. But put your karma in the worst of me. So we're drinking booze and taking too many loose. Cause then you talk trash, you cop an attitude. That's an ugly thing. Not the real news, so please you all, take some sound advice. You must set clear your mind to make a sacrifice. To hate yourself by you as a special device. What it is, what it is, so much to be found. What it is, what it is, what a groovy sound. What it is, what it is, what it is on a song. What it is, what it is. Come at the boot. I'd rather kick the back and play my bamboo flute. The refuse to fight wars for political hurt. I'm a rather riding on my favorite turf. It is my notion that the perfect peace potion can be found in the way of the green sea's mission. The long rocking trail of the mighty blue ocean is the trail of peace, the perfect peace potion. There you will find it with the sweet sea creature. The smile of a dolphin is a built-in feature. You will learn much peace with a whale as your teacher of morning class. A very nasty creature. What a tip, so much to be found. What a tip, what a tip, what a groovy sound. What a tip, what a tip, what a tip in our song. What a tip, what a tip, you can do no wrong. Crunch. Open up your hearts to the planets and the stars. That just better take a trip from Venus to Mars. See more ice stuff. Well, hit the hit. Now all my tips are ever in every single trip. But the father's hit, like we're a permanent view. Because of Mr. Daly and my man Jimi Hendrix. So these two brothers make the world go round. Yeah, they do it with art and Jimmy did it with sound. By all means, man, it was found that there were not any more so earthbound. Don't let the rest of space keep a smart body lace. Stand up for equal rights, be like the burning lights. Go and spread the word from town to town. We are the human race. And up we go, you belong. In a song. From here on in, you can do no wrong.
Zwischenzeit.
Wir sind dann immer noch von der Vergangenheit. Wir entwickeln uns nicht weiter, weil erwachsen sein. Und sein zwängt in die Zwänge der Gesellschaft. Nein, so wollen wir nicht sein. Rasen durch die Lebenszeit. Wir verlassen und verpassen die Gelegenheit. Wir haben keine Zeit, wir tun uns selber leid. Wir vegetieren und wir rasen durch die
For a second, I thought it interesting to note that particular cut was Nina Hagen as Wir lieben immer noch, and then in parentheses it says Lucky Number. Now that particular tune was in German, of course, because Nina Hagen is pretty German, just like that last song, What It Is. Which I understand was with the Chili Peppers. That's what it said on the file. And before that, City of Angels by the Chili Peppers. But I thought I would throw in this Lena Lovitch that I found on YouTube, Lucky Number. Another version of Lucky Number. Is this the same song? Let's see. Used to hear. Face in this video. Dana Lovitz and Nina Hagen doing Don't Kill the Animals. If it doesn't load, I have the MP3. Okay, let's see if it'll play. I don't know about this. Thank you. That was Nina Hagen and Lena Lovitch both dancing together doing Don't Kill the Animals. I have many friends who are of that mind. I kind of live in poverty myself, and so I'm kind of an omnivore. Have to eat what's available on the landscape. And I was thinking myself and probably some several friends of mine would probably do well by going vegetarian and cleaning out our metabolisms, cleaning out our systems, and, you know, correcting our weight from one direction or another. And some dear friends of mine on both sides of the mountains. Because, you know, I have a lot of friends here, too, so who, you know, could stand to, would probably clear their minds, I'm thinking, if they were able to clear their metabolism. Maybe speaking on my own behalf as well.